Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of a number of books, including Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and my favorite, Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament around here. And he is the guy who helps us get out of our comfort zone and think a little bit more. He's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. So, okay, Rick, we've got our business here. Things are going along pretty good. The customers are coming in the door. We're making some money. We got the, you know, the employees. They've got their little routine. They show up and they know when they're going to take the break. They got their name on the coffee cup and lunch times. You know, when they know what they're doing at lunch and everybody, you know, God is in his heaven and his all is right with the world.
Yeah.
And here comes Rick Maurer
who says
we need to turn this upside down and paint it purple.
Yeah.
And because the boss has said, we can do better, Rick, I need your help. So they call you in, yeah. Or me in the old days, back in the day, and you and I come in with our bucket of purple paint. And I know what I'm talking about. I know it too. And the employees look at you like, oh yeah, another one of those, huh? We'll make short work of you in about a week and a half.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, the way that I work is I'm not the one bringing the purple paint in. The boss has already got that, and I'm saying to the boss, wait a minute, let's find out if other people even see a need to turn the place upside down and paint it purple. And if he says, I don't care, we got to do it, and I'll say, well, who's going to do the painting? And
right.
Says, well, they are. Then you go, okay, you're going to have a pretty bad paint job unless somehow they see a need to do that. And so that's where my work is.
So you prepare the surface for the paint, don't you?
Because otherwise
the paint's not going to stick.
Yeah, and I'm not the one preparing the surface. The boss is, or that team is. And I'm trying to be the kid in the emperor's new clothes to say, you know, you're not dressed quite right for this parade. To help them see that, oh, we've somehow got to get people over this complacency. Because if all's right in the world, and often it can look that way from an employee's perspective, then change just looks like it's idiotic. And it's the boss's job to somehow make a case that people go, whoa, it's about time we do something about that.
Well, one of the reasons why people work in small businesses is because it's so easy to just to wallow out a little rut for ourselves. And just keep doing what we do.
Yeah.
You know, it's why people go to work for a small business. There's not a lot of pressure, usually, not like you have when you're with a big company as much.
Yeah.
And but all this change stuff that you're talking about, that's messing up my little wallow here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're saying you make the boss get things ready before you come in. How do you do that?
Well, the first thing the boss has got to know is, so do other people see the need for change as strongly as the boss sees it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, and if it's a small business, you can just ask people.
Do you ask that question? You just ask
it. Oh, yeah.
Way? So, okay, John, you told me that you think that we need to do this, make these adjustments. You obviously feel strongly about that, and as the owner, that makes sense. But do your people see it that way? Is that what you would say?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'd say if you can't answer that question, or you answer that question with a big question mark, like
right.
I don't know,
right.
I said you you're just asking for trouble.
They're wasting their money on you for right now, aren't they?
Well, they aren't going to waste it for long because they're going to hate what I'm telling them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if they tried to move ahead, they would maybe they'll be successful. But the problem is they're on a flight path. Well, they're in the air and they don't have a flight path,
mm-hmm.
And they have no idea what's ahead, and that's the problem. And people, when leaders do a good job of making a case, so that people go, "Wow, that makes sense. It's really good for our business."
It's just like if you were going to build an apartment building in your town, you really should have somebody do some market research to see if there's if the marketplace will accept that new building, those new apartments,
yeah,
at the rate that you're going to need to charge. And
you're
so if you're going to make changes, you got to talk to the people who are going to be helping to execute those changes. And are they ready for that? How do they feel about that? When we come back, we're going to get Rick to help us make this happen. Tony Till, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.